Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IK Insights. It's February the 9th, and welcome to this month's reflection. And that is absolutely rain, you can hear. It's not stopped raining for goodness knows how long. Still feels cold, still feels damp. Ground's pretty muddy and mushy, so apologies if I slip. I thought I'd carry on, and I invite you to do the same and take a step outdoors. And February's it's a short month, and it seems to carry quite a quiet, almost by stealth kind of shift. The year's moving, the pace is picking up, and calendars and decisions are all stacking up. Calendars are full. And I just thought it's worthwhile to get outside and try and take even just a small pause, just to not necessarily to slow everything down, but just to give you a moment to notice. So I'm seeing, when I'm speaking with the leaders, and I feel it myself, is that February is often when like this momentum kind of quietly takes over. We moved on from January, and I'm not a big fast start kind of person. Don't have to do that anymore. I'm not in corporate. But February, just think, brings, it's like it's here, and it's bringing meetings and delivery and back-to-back days. And we're all busy again. And I don't think busy always means that we're kind of aligned. But it's just good to get outside, because nothing's rushing out here. You know, the trees are still pretty bare. They're not forcing their new leaves. You know, I've actually just seen some snowdrops, so that's probably a little bit early. But, you know, everything is, I think, still really gathering energy. And a lot of that is actually underground. You can't see it. There's obviously a natural kind of patience to this kind of season. So yeah, at this reflection, I just thought it's not about fixing anything, it's just about noticing, really. So I just thought I'd offer a few questions, not necessary to answer straight away, but just let them land, and I'll create some kind of worksheet when I get back home. So what feels settled right now? And I guess the other thing to consider, to ponder on, is, you know, what feels unresolved? I think I'm certainly, in some areas, I've been kind of moving out of habit rather than kind of intention. So I ask you to think about the same. What are you doing which is a habit? And there may be some conversations or things that you know you should be doing, but you're just postponing. So, you know, what are they? And sometimes I think we respond to urgency, or who shouts the loudest, instead of direction. So yeah, what is that? And if you're at a kind of personal crossroads, what part of you is asking for space? And what feels ready? Oh, it's got dumped on by a load of rain from a tree there. Sorry. what? That's my train of thought there. Yeah, what's ready for a change, even if you don't yet know how? What's There's something there about holding on to something because it's familiar. I'm out here, I'm saturated, like in the ground, but you know, the rain hasn't disappeared. It's soaking into the ground, and you're nourishing the roots and preparing for growth for later this year, for the spring. Yet we can't see it yet. And yeah, I think that's a good metaphor for kind of leadership working like that too. It's clarity and certainty doesn't always arrive kind of in like an instant, like a ta-da. It sometimes just arrives quietly. And you know, after stopped under a tree here, after you've given yourself some space, you know, you can stay still just long enough to hear your own thinking again. So yeah, leadership isn't about certainty. And you know, I think sometimes work, the most important work and thinking happens before action, before decisions and commitments. It's like what happens in the pause, which is really impactful, can be really impactful. So yeah, February doesn't ask a lot of us really, it's such a short month, but maybe it's asking us just to listen and to notice what's going on, what's taking root below the surface. And yeah, just pay attention where our energy's going. So I'll leave you with one final question. If you gave yourself just a little more space this month, what might become clearer? And just like nature, you don't need to force the answer. It's going to arrive in its own time. So thank you for taking a moment, and if you've been brave enough to step outside, thank you for being here. And I'll speak to you next month.